The programming on 88.1 FM is made possible in part by WWER Watts members, who show their support of community radio by donating online at wwer.org/membership. If you like our programming, please consider contributing to wwer.org/membership.
Welcome to Porch Talk. My name is Ted Tate, and I'm sitting here with Pam Tolson and Donna Ryan, who are probably better known as the Colonial Buzz Coffee Shop Ladies. Welcome to Porch Talk. Today we're actually sitting out in sort of your backyard of your new location.
Yes, under a nice tree.
Under a nice tree, getting some shade because it is 95 degrees today.
Yes.
And I thought it would be fun. I've always wanted to chat with you ladies because you're so sweet and you've been very good to the radio station. But I thought the timing was just right because you guys have been closed for
March.
4 or 5 months
yeah.
now?
4 months.
Yeah, since the middle of March.
And you're now about to reopen. By the time this is on the air, you'll be open, all things going according to plan. At your new location.
Yes.
What's the address here?
234 Colonial Avenue.
Great. And you're right on the way into town, so
yes.
This
you
is
can't
probably
miss us.
Yeah, you're in a prime spot. What let's back up and ask you about, so Pam, are you from Colonial Beach or did you move here? Tell
I
me your
moved
story.
Here from Illinois back in 2013. And I ran my own business there. I had an association management company for over 20 years.
Okay, wow.
And I sold it and moved my mom and I here to be closer to my sister for retirement.
Oh, and where's your sister live?
Arlington.
Oh, okay. So closer, but not too close.
Right. Well, Washington, D.C. was my hometown, so.
Oh, okay.
But lived in Indiana and Illinois most of my life.
All right. And Donna?
Well, I moved here. My husband and I moved here in 2016 when I retired. And I was a banker for many, many, many years. And I had the 5-year retirement plan. I started getting the house ready to sell, sold it, rent it, and in the 2 years in between, I looked for a place here.
Where were you coming from?
Alexandria.
Oh, okay, all right, so you're another D.C. gal.
Yep, I worked in D.C.
Mm-hmm. And why Colonial Beach?
I always wanted to be on the water. I'm originally from New Orleans.
Okay, oh, nice.
So rivers are my life. So when I retired, I wanted to be in a beach community, in a small town, but a town.
Mm-hmm. And being from D.C., you kind of knew that Colonial Beach existed already, or how did you find it?
Well, that's a bad story.
Oh, is it a bad story?
My husband and I, oh, it must have been 12 years ago or so, we were coming back from the Eastern Shore and decided to just take an adventurous detour and
okay, the scenic route
down this way, and we came through Colonial Beach, and at that time, it was what we saw of it was not great. It was a lot of couches on the porches and stuff like that, and we stayed at that motel.
Which one?
Whatever the motel is. What's
River's
it called?
Edge.
River's
yeah, but
Edge,
it was
but it was
else.
Like. It was one a chain or something.
Oh, okay. Oh, Days Inn.
Days Inn.
Yes.
Yeah. And so, the middle of the night, we packed up and left because there was so much noise outside.
Oh.
And then later, when I was on my 5-year plan to retirement, our neighbor said, "Oh, you should go to Colonial Beach." And we're like, "No, no, no." He said, "No, no.
It's
you will
better.
Love it."
Okay.
And we came down and spent a long weekend and fell in love with it.
Oh, wow! So second chances.
Yes. Yes.
And Pam, how did you find Colonial
My
Beach?
Sister brought me here. Mom and I were looking at maybe Charlottesville.
Okay.
But I'm a sailor, and I had my sailboat, and I realized I wasn't as close to water in Charlottesville as I thought I would be.
Yeah.
I was thinking Lake Anna was close, but so my sister said she had a friend here that had a place, and we came down, and we spent a long weekend, And then Mom and I came back for a week, rented a place, and looked at houses, and it's 65 miles from my front door to my sister's.
Uh-huh. And it called to you, obviously.
It called. Well, the water did.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally get that. I totally get that. And there's so many stories of people. I'm surprised at your story, Donna, of like hating it first and then coming around and again and loving it.
Well, we probably only, it was only, you know, one night.
Right.
And we got here.
And you were
right
tired and cranky.
Yeah. And we probably saw the worst part of it, you
know?
Yeah. You know, it was intriguing because it was close. It was, it's an hour and 15 or 30 minutes from D.C. And I still did things back in Arlington and Alexandria and D.C. In fact, till the coffee shop, still did.
So how did you two meet then to have this business together?
Walking out of a town council meeting.
Oh?
And, that's how we originally met, and then.
Now you weren't participating in it.
We were just at a meeting.
Okay.
Yeah. At a meeting, and then we got together through some mutual friends, and then one night we were drinking Virginia wines.
Okay. As one does.
And we came up with this idea about how somebody needed to start a coffee shop. And we had just enough wine that we said, let's do it.
just enough wine to make it sound like a good idea.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Famous last words.
And how long ago was that?
2 years ago, I guess.
Yeah, at least 2 years ago.
Because it took us almost a year to put it all together and find the right location. And, of course, we started over at the Monroe Bay Winery location.
Sharing that space.
Mm-hmm. Well, sharing that space. Wanted to see if really the town was interested in having a coffee shop. We knew they needed one, but did the town need it?
And so kind of dipping your toes in.
Right. Gently. And then, of course, there was the other shop, Julie's Coffee House. We found out she was opening about the same time we were. We didn't know at the time we were both doing this. So then, but it's just worked out.
Now, when you found that out, did you and Julie chat?
We talked with Caitlin
and Megan
and try and just to see, could make sure that we weren't going to step on each other's toes. And it's just, I think we've covered the town beautifully.
Yeah.
Right, because you guys are
during the
weekdays
week,
and she does weekends.
Weekends. Yeah.
Which, I mean, it's so funny that, you know, sometimes businesses here in town just seem to work it out, and it's such a close-knit little community that you know, it's kind of neat that you guys have like worked it out that she doesn't want to be open on the weekdays and you do, and it just, you know, you worked it all out and everybody has a place.
Yeah, and that's really what we felt. We didn't really want to be in competition because I don't know that the town's big enough, especially in the winter, to have two coffee shops full time.
Well, I never thought we could have two Thai restaurants, but
there you go. That's true.
I know.
That's true. But this works out well for, I think, both of us.
Yeah.
And the other location gave us an opportunity to really test the market.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was kind of slow there in the winter, but we still paid the bills.
We still
have wonderful conversations.
We've made some great friends in our coming to our coffee shop. It's been the shop for us on the social side was everything we wanted. Everything we wanted.
Good way to keep on town gossip.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
Well, it wasn't so much that. It's just we wanted a place where everybody could walk in, feel comfortable, meet new people.
Yep.
I think we've brought a lot of people together that didn't know each other.
Yeah.
We've met a lot of newbies that have come to town and now they've become friends. And
that's nice.
It's just, it feels good. And that's what our customers tell us, that they like the camaraderie, they like to come. And we hope that now with our place big enough, when we can get open fully, that it will become kind of the place where people meet and connect and
can hang out.
Hang out.
Because the other space that you had was really quite small.
It was very small.
So there wasn't a lot of room to linger at a table and, you
know. No, not really. Yeah. But like I said, it just was the perfect location, and we were very grateful for the opportunity with Kiki to share it. So.
And then I guess at some point you decided it was working and you needed more space?
Yes.
Right. And we knew that we needed to expand. We needed more space to work in, number one. We needed a bigger kitchen. And then the second thing is people wanted to come and stay and visit longer and come as bigger groups, come as a group. And, the, you know, our small tables didn't allow for that.
Right.
And then we saw last summer what the potential was when the town is really full of vacationers. And we were very excited. The COVID thing has put a damper on.
Has the COVID thing slowed your opening? Were you planning to be open by April, weren't you?
Yes. We had planned to be open in April.
That was our original opening day. We've had many.
Yes, it's been an adventure.
Yeah.
It's been an adventure, but finally all the pieces came together, and we had a lot of friends that supported us and got us this far, and
That's great.
You know, everything opens the way it's supposed to, falls into place.
Yeah.
And so now, so you're by the time this gets on air, you'll be open, all things holding together. What's going to be different when you open than what you had planned because of COVID?
Well, we wanted a larger place so that we could have events, we could participate in the art walk and things like that, and that's going to be not an option at all now.
Right, but they're not doing art walk at the moment.
No, and you just can't have that many people come in.
Right.
So that definitely was something we wanted to. We wanted to have more things happening here other than just the coffee shop.
So again, make it more of a destination
for
entertainment or art or music or what I say.
Lots of things. Yeah. And that's really going to be impossible
At least this summer.
Yeah.
Right. We're all hoping that, you know, someday we get to go back to real normal. Not normal in quotes.
Right.
Or new normal or whatever. Someday.
Yeah.
So we're going to start with takeout only, and kind of part of that's our routine. We need to get in. This is a new space.
Right.
The flow's different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had three walls knocked down.
Yeah.
Three walls knocked down in there.
And of course, we're getting a new paint job here.
Paint job, yeah.
It's going to match your shirt.
Okay.
And
I like blue.
So that's, it isn't going to be the same old routine for a while,
but hopefully next summer we can have, you know, our dream come true in there.
Now, you decided to do this over wine.
Yes.
For either one of you, was this like you came from banking and you came from
association management?
Were for either of you, was this sort of a retirement idea in the back of your head that, yeah, I'd like to do coffee shop, I'd like to hear the town gossip? And
we just, like I said, we
just
missed
got
having
right
one.
we got tired of saying, when is somebody going to open a coffee shop?
you wanted coffee,
right?
Yeah. We like good coffee, and we've been
and
really
we like
blessed to find a good roaster.
Yes.
And
our roaster has been unbelievably, you know, gracious to us and doing things for us and helping us all along the way, trained us, you know, come down and they come and see us and make sure we're doing okay.
Where they come from?
Richmond.
Oh, okay.
So it's Blanchard's.
Okay.
Roasters. And their coffee is excellent. They get us hooked on their coffee.
They send
the
us a new roast, and then we want to change our roast. We've learned a lot about coffee.
I'll bet.
We've learned a lot about coffee equipment.
Yeah.
Things that we didn't know before, and for us, it was just more of it was the fun social thing to do. I mean, we'd like to someday think that we'll make a profit.
Yeah.
But
maybe one day.
But you're paying the bills.
We are paying the bills.
And you're having fun.
Yes.
We're having fun.
We're having fun.
I think we've been blessed because we both have other incomes that we haven't had. This isn't our sole means of support.
Right, right.
And so are you both working other jobs?
Or? I am.
Yes?
I'm retired.
I still manage an association of commercial waterproofing product distributors, a national group.
Okay.
And then I do that part-time, and then this is kind of the rest of the time. And then I have a 94-year-old mother that lives with me.
Oh, and of course there's some upkeep there, isn't there?
Yeah, yeah. She's doing great. She loves it here.
And that was your plan. That was why you moved to Colonial Beach, was
exactly.
just to have a nice, quiet place with your
mom. I didn't
mom
expect to be working two jobs at this stage of my life, but it is what it is, and we're enjoying it.
And you know what? As long as you're having a good time, right?
Yeah. The only thing I'm not doing is getting enough sailing time on the water.
Oh, no, I guess not.
That's the...
But you're closed on weekends, so you can do some sailing on weekends. Does your mom go sailing with you?
She went... I took her out on her 92nd birthday.
Oh, my goodness.
When we were here, and then that's the last time she's been on the boat, but...
92, though, on a boat. Did she help, or did she just ride?
She sat there and just...
What sort of sailboat is it?
It's a... I bought Peter Farney's... Columbia 24.
Okay, I'm not familiar with it.
And he'd owned it for over 50 years.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, and I just had a ball with it, and it's down at the boathouse marina.
Okay.
And from we've had to do some work on it, and
always.
I haven't even had it out this summer except to go play with the motor, my new motor.
I've got a boat as well, and it hasn't left the dock since last year because of COVID and other things going on and all of that. So I feel your pain.
Yeah, I got even on a 24-foot boat, it's a little close, and I won't sail it by myself, but soon.
Right.
And this has taken up all our time.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, for months. This has taken up all our time. Just, I mean, we have redone the entire shop. Floors, everything.
Right.
And it was a project. We did not anticipate having to do so much work, but I think it looks great. Mm. I think it's going to be a good place for us.
Yeah. We got people calling us all the time and checking in, so we feel pretty blessed.
Even the John from that Westmoreland Health Department would call us and check in. You think you're going to open soon? And just let me know. I'll come by.
Because he has to do an inspection, doesn't he?
And he did it yesterday.
Oh,
and
okay.
We passed.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, we found most of the regulators really easy to work with, and we were very surprised.
Oh, right. Okay.
And they've become our customers.
That's what more could you ask? If the health inspector actually eats you and drinks your food, then I guess you're in good shape.
That's right. No. But we're looking forward to a good summer.
Yeah.
It'll all happen, come together as it's supposed to. We opened slowly the last time.
Yeah. Right.
No big to-do, and that's exactly what we're doing this time.
Great. We've talked a lot about the shop. What about you guys? Anything else you want to talk about yourselves? Tell us a little history of yourselves, or... Donna, in banking?
I was a banker. I sold treasury management services.
Okay.
And that's really accounting types of services, online banking and things like that, to mostly governments, not for profit, and government agencies. Most of my career was dealing with those types of customers. I'm an artist as well.
Oh, really?
Although I have not done anything in a long time.
So you're a sailor who doesn't sail because you're too busy, and you're an artist who doesn't do work.
Yeah.
What kind of art do you do?
I was doing, the last work I was doing was Chinese brush painting.
Chinese brush? Is that like the letters and symbols?
You can do that, but the biggest difference in that and Japanese painting is that you load the brush with all the different colors of paint at once, and that's how, and there are specific types of brush strokes that you use.
Oh, and the color changes as you go because it's all on different parts of the brush?
Yes.
Wow, that sounds really hard to learn.
It was. I mean, it's not hard to learn, it's just hard to do.
Yeah, lots of practice.
Yes, you need lots of practice. And but it was fun. I really loved doing it because it was hard, but you can do a lot of things you didn't think you could do.
It sounds very meditative because you have to concentrate, yeah. Don't you?
Yes.
And so it's almost like meditation where you have to forget about everything else and just concentrate
You definitely have to concentrate.
That's neat.
But I enjoyed it. And the biggest issue for me doing Chinese brush painting is you have to mount it, and there's a whole process for, you know, mounting it and putting it on board and things like that. And when you do the mounting, because you're covering it with liquid, it changes the colors and they become brighter.
Huh. It's quite a process. So, out of curiosity, start to finish, how long do you think a piece takes?
It depends on how big it is.
True.
So
okay.
For 1 year, I decided to do my own Christmas cards, and I didn't mount them except on card paper. And I would sit at my kitchen table, and I did 25 Christmas cards, and I picked like 3 different scenes. Mm-hmm. And I could do a card at night, in one night, but those are small Christmas cards.
And that's what, like 3 hours of work, maybe?
Probably 2 to 3 hours. Larger pieces would take me, I wouldn't be able to sit and do it all at once.
Oh, of course not.
Because I was working. So it would take me working a couple of hours, you know, 2 or 3 days a week, at least a week.
Right, okay.
The problem with those Christmas cards was I got so bored with the same scenes over and over.
Just like when you're writing Christmas cards,
right,
and you go,
right.
Merry Christmas. This year we did this, that, and the other thing.
Yeah. Yeah. But every Christmas card I sent out was an original painting.
Nice.
And most of my artwork I have given to my family instead of buying them Christmas presents or birthday presents.
I hope they appreciate it.
Well, my mother's framed all of mine and put them on the wall.
That's a good mother's show.
Yes.
I know one of the things we wanted to mention was that we were so excited when the town brought together WWER.
Oh,
because, and one of the things that we have done was making sure that since we're the owners of our shop, we didn't really want to take tips. So we collected tips and we've donated it to different organizations, and we plan to continue that here. It's just going to be
it's a wonderful tradition
process.
You guys have started with that.
Yeah.
And you did it 1 month for the radio station. We
really
did
it for the radio station.
Yeah.
We did it, and I think we are, you know, it's easy for us to say we did it, but we didn't do it. It was
our
customers.
Yeah.
And they raised almost $3,000 in 8 months.
Yeah.
Wow. And what were some of the other charities that you raised?
We did
for?
BAM.
The Humane Society,
the River Dogs,
the Community Foundation,
and the choir,
the community choir, right?
What else did we do? I think that
wonderful.
Was it.
That's so great. And I mean, you guys have been real cheerleaders for the radio station, but for the town in general too. It's
and we
really
play
sweet.
The radio station every day that we're open. Every day we're open.
We love the radio station.
We do.
That's great.
Really do.
I love hearing that.
And we want to be more supportive. We're going to help you.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
It's been a real benefit, not only for our business, but we have something local with local information.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's what we want the coffee shop to be, a place where, you know, we're not spreading rumors or anything like that, but we want people to come together and find out what's going on and learn about the town.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully when COVID is behind us thoroughly, it'll be a nice place to hang out.
Yeah, we're hoping so.
Pam and Donna, thank you very much for doing Porch Talk with me.
Well, thank you. We've enjoyed it.
Thank you.